You're listening to episode 880. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being right where you are. As you get ready to meditate, or maybe you're listening to this as you're walking, driving, going about your day, it's all good. We all start somewhere on our slowdown journey, where we connect to the best part of who we are. And I'm Mary Meckley. I am honored to be sharing today's meditation technique with you. It is a mudra technique. Now, you never have to do the technique I share with you. If you're not really quite sure what a mudra is, no worries. I like to share techniques that you could do whether you're seated meditating or right smack in the busiest part of your day. All the different meditation techniques I share each week are customized around a weekly theme. So you get a 7-part meditation series customized around a theme using different techniques throughout the week. And I share with you how to incorporate meditation into your lifestyle. Well, our theme this week is how to manage procrastination, fear, self-doubt, anger, all these big emotions that can keep you from being all of who you are. And so the technique I'm going to share with you today, you could do, or you could simply just do the part I share with you about your meditation and omit the technique. But I think this is a very simple technique that you could do. A mudra is referred to as yoga in your hands. It's a particular way you place your hands, and it helps to connect your nervous system with your brain. Mudras are incredibly effective for many people, including myself. If you like doing yoga and you feel great after you stretch into a pose, you may find that mudras become your go-to meditation technique. Well, the mudra we're going to be doing today is called the Janana Mudra, and you can see a photo of the mudra on my Facebook page over at sipandom.com. Just look for sipandom.com. You can find it on my website. Just look for the procrastination meditation series. Or most people go to the Facebook page, and I always have a photo of the mudra there for the week. This mudra you've likely seen people do. You often see it on a statue, or if you do yoga, I can guarantee you've probably done the Janana Mudra. What this mudra does for you is it helps you to have mental clarity when you do it. And there are 2 ways you can do this mudra. So what you do is you simply touch your thumb to your forefinger. Your other fingers are extended outward. You do this with both hands. So as you're maybe seated there in a chair or on the floor, you could simply touch your forefinger to your thumb, making the OK sign. Your other fingers are extended outward. Now, if you have your hands on your lap with your palms upward when you do this mudra, it helps you to feel inspiration. It helps you to feel connected and open and receptive. You feel connected to your surroundings, your environment, to heaven, to the universe, whatever you feel inspired by. This is how the mudra influences you when your palms are upward when you hold it. If you just flip your hand over and place your palm downward on your lap, still holding the OK sign with your hand, with the thumb and forefinger touching, the other fingers outstretched, and just flip your hand over so now your palms are downward, Could do this if you're standing up. Could do it seated on your lap. This helps you to feel grounded to the earth. It helps you to feel connected to your source, your true inner nature. So if you're needing a little support or confidence in yourself, you can hold the mudra downward like this. And if you want some inspiration or guidance from your surroundings, the world around you, just place your palms upward. It's that simple. Now, when you do this mudra, in your meditation today, or whenever you do it, right before you get ready to do a big presentation or maybe some big event for you, you could do this mudra to feel grounded or for inspiration. Consider what it is you'd like to feel a sense of completion on, some project, something you may have been focusing on throughout this week. So this is part 5 of this 7-part week-long series. You may be just joining in, or you may have been following this all along. As you settle yourself in and just start to relax and unwind, you can kind of keep your eyes, whether they're open or closed, keep them slightly elevated. This helps to uplift your thoughts. You can feel it. If you do it right now, you can feel that. Whether your eyes are closed or open, if you just gently look upward and you're holding this mudra, you can really feel this surge of aspiration towards what you want to focus on, what you would like to feel a sense of completion about this week as we explore procrastination. And start to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Inhaling peace, exhaling tension. Just doing this is enough sometimes. It can instantly calm your mind and body, and it's simple enough to do pretty much anytime, anywhere. Notice your breath. You're holding this mudra. Along with the mudra that I share every single Wednesday, I share a mudra technique with you. I also share inspiration for you to incorporate these techniques in your lifestyle. And the focus for Wednesday is how to feed your spirit, feed your soul. What lights you up and uplifts you? And when you focus on this, you can feel yourself start to get excited about something you've been putting off, because it reminds you of the inspiration and the excitement you had when you first considered doing some project or achieving some goal, and it helps you to get past the fear. So it starts with this inspiration, this big idea, this dream, this vision, this goal you set for yourself. And then you start to find the motivation to do it. You start to think of, well, yeah, I could do this, or all I would have to do is do this or that. So you start to get motivated and you start to feel this momentum. And then fear, self-doubt, anger, regret. These emotions start to settle in. you can get stuck there. You can get stuck so that you never really take the action to move yourself forward. And without the action, nothing really happens. It just becomes a hope or a dream that you never pursued. Something you may regret. Something you may always regret. We talked about in an earlier episode how when people come to the end of their life, they're not usually regretting the things they did. They regret the things they left undone, because that was usually their passion. So these emotions of fear, self-doubt, anger, anxiety, you can move past these emotions when you connect to your passion. When you remember what lights you up, what feeds your soul, and you start to take steps to do more of that, that helps you to take the action that you need to take to do those things you want to do in your life. So hold this mudra, focus on your passion, and remember why you wanted to do this goal, this dream. Remember what you're all about and what you're best at, what started this passion. Reflect on that as you meditate. Meditate just to the point where you could go a little further, always ending your meditation on a high note. And if you'd like a complete guided meditation using the same technique, you can go to my website again at sipandom.com, and I'll guide you through a meditation there. It's a meditation subscription program where you get 2 weeks of free meditations. As you carry your passion into your meditation today or into your day, wherever you are right now, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.